know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a topical Tuesday. Your call is always welcome here, 844-967-2789. And Dom, the windup is because Tony Evers' reelective campaign in the great state of Wisconsin is being funded by coastal elites like Steven Spielberg. Spielberg funding the reelective campaign of Tony Evers. People All died, right.
Yeah,
so
man,
Jaws
he's got
could
good
be
taste.
Made.
He's made some good movies, man. I trust Spielberg's judgment in this regard. I mean, come on. How many classic movies has he been involved with?
You know, Spielberg did E.T., Close Encounters, Jaws. You know,
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
You know how George
Lucas...
Yeah, man.
You know how George Lucas followed up Star Wars? You know what the very next movie he made? Brian might, but do you know, Fancy? Howard the Duck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
which included some sort of weird bestiality and... You know, that was just a strange movie on many levels.
But it had Leah Thompson and Jeffrey Jones in it.
Oh, well, that redeems it. big flop right after the big success, right? Well, anyways, good news is E.T. is funding Tony Evers' reelective campaign. I mean, Spielberg's still spending E.T. dollars, I bet. I got to think he's still
making E.T. dollars, man. I think that's a bottomless pit for the man.
According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, filmmaker Steven Spielberg, the most commercially successful director of all time, donated $20,000 to Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' reelection campaign. Apparently, new tallies released today. Spielberg and his wife, actress Kate Capshaw, were among 31 people who gave Evers the maximum, $20,000. Used to be $10,000, but then Scott Walker got caught coordinating with outside groups and, you know, breaking all kinds of campaign finance laws. So they doubled the limit up to $20,000.
That you can specifically give to a gubernatorial candidate here in the state of Wisconsin.
A state-level candidate like Tony Evers.
Yeah, but, you know, it's such a misnomer because, of course, you can give unlimited amounts of money to dark money groups and no one ever tracks
dark
it. No
money?
One will ever know.
You mean like the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin or the Republican Party of the state of Wisconsin? They are the new conduits. You don't need a dark money. That is legalized bribery. They can just pour as much money into the Democratic Party. And I'm only bringing up the Dems because Ben Wickler and the Dems are much better at captivating Hollywood and elitist money, apparently. But it's pouring in by the millions. And this could be $100 million elective cycle between now and November, between the Tony Evers race against these gubernatorial yahoos on the Republican side. And, of course, the U.S. Senate race. As soon as there's a nominee, the campaign ads.
I mean, Ron Johnson's got, what, $9 million? We heard some of the senatorial candidates on the Democratic side funding their own campaigns to the tune of $6, $7 million. I mean, you start adding that stuff
drops
up.
Drops in the bucket, dude. It hasn't even started. You're going to be... You could say we're going to have a plethora of political spending in the state of Wisconsin. Dark money, candidate spending. I mean, this is the of course, Wisconsin's always a razor-thin margin. It's a swing state. And, of course, the Ron Johnson seat is effectively perhaps the advantage in the U.S. Senate for one party or the other. And here in the state of Wisconsin, the veto pen of Tony Evers is paramount. You can't move governance. But you can block the worst intentions of Republicans by keeping Tony Evers in place. And, of course, it'd be nice if Attorney General Josh Call would do a little more on the fake elector scheme. But you need Josh sticking around as well. You need these guys in these offices.
Yeah.
Because behind them is Robin Voss, gerrymandered supermajorities in the legislature. And the worst that gerrymandering can hand to the state of Wisconsin, it will come from the legislative end. The Tim Ranthams, the Janelle Branchens, they'll be driving the bus in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh,
if
my
it's
God.
Either Rebecca Clayfish Terrible. Or Michaels, or hell, could you imagine a Ram Jam administration?
No, actually, I cannot fathom of such a thing if we've fallen to such depths.
So anyways, Evers raised oodles, but a lot of that money was actually conduited back from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, where the big donors can give uncapped amounts.
Yeah, well, the knock on that, if you give directly to the major, the Republican
not
or the Democratic
tax deductible.
Party, not tax deductible, man. I mean, if I give it to a 501c3, I get not only can I steer it and have it, used how I want it to, I get a write-off. I get the American people to subsidize that for me. You're very welcome. So, come on, let's be real. There's a whole lot of that money still flowing because they want the tax write-offs.
You know what we forgot? Spielberg. Jurassic Park, baby. Oh, that's a big one. 844.
Shame, shame. Know your name.
And Goonies. Oh, one of the classics. One of my favorites.
844-967-2789. Our pal Tom from Madison. Welcome back.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Tom?
Hey, it's great to be, it's great to be back. I was going to call, different news networks and things, but I thought I would go straight to the people that know the most. What's your take on the deleted tweets from the Secret Service?
I think it should be criminal if they were intentionally deleted. And where there's a lot of smoke here, Tom, and it seems like there's probably fire. And the other question becomes, why weren't the Secret Service agents using their over-the-air walkie-talkies? Why would they resort to using text messages and then deleting the text messages? Because that shows an intent to me to obscure what it is you're communicating about, let's say.
You think? Tom, man, this is the worst attack on the American Capitol in hundreds of years. I mean, we have all this technology. There wasn't a backup. You can't find something. This was purposeful. And those who involved, those that were engaged any way, shape, or form, should all have their asses drugged before a committee, before a prosecutor, before a judge to determine exactly what went down. There is no way, no way. I mean, come on, man. If I was in charge of the Secret Service and my Capitol just got ransacked, you think I'm going to allow my folks to delete their things? Oh, they're supposed to upload it to this, website or government servers before they turn them in. But apparently some of them didn't do it, Tom. Well, then you're fired because this is pretty damn important.
Yeah, we're looking at a little more conspiracy. Now, we're feeling like conspiracy people, but, I think our take on it is actually true. It's kind of like, well, you might not, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean people aren't coming out after you, And I think just because you spend a lot of time putting down the conspiracy theories of others doesn't mean that there isn't a conspiracy right now. This thing is insane.
It is insane.
Well, Tom, appreciate your call, man, but you talk about conspiracy theories. What you're talking about is specifically evidence of acts of the Secret Service that are not properly explained to the American people and may have criminal intent, the intent to obscure. And at minimum, this seems beyond incompetence on someone's behalf because, of course, this evidence was already requested.
When obstruction, whether or not we can, obstruction is a lesser case than treason. You know what I'm saying? So it's real easy to make that call if you're dialed in to that degree.
But to wonder what may have been contained in the text messages and whether the Secret Service had some malicious intent, let's say, to take Mike Pence way off the reservation, if you know what I'm saying, because he didn't want to get in that car that day. The most chilling thing, according to J6 committee member Raskin, was that Mike Pence wouldn't get in the car with the U.S. Secret Service.
And why do you think
Trump
that is?
Tried to
right?
Choke I mean, him,
does that feed
him?
And certainly those every one of those people need to be brought in and submit to testimony under oath. I mean, and the same, I mean, with the vice president as well. I mean, let's just get to it, people. This was a vast conspiracy, a vast effort by a sitting president who lost an election, who used all the resources he could possibly muster. Everything he could do, he tried to do. And at the end, when it was all said and done, he sent out a tweet the last minute threatening Mike Pence. Oh, he didn't have the courage. And what did? They came in, hanged Mike Pence for 187 minutes. Trump did a 187 on this country for 187 minutes. They did not do a damn thing. And the Business Insider reporting today, finally, somebody honing in on my issue with the Pentagon. Christopher Miller installed with, what, Kash Patel after Trump lost the election. Why would they do that? Well, perhaps because Trump wanted to resist the peaceful transfer of power. And you can only do that when you put your people in place. Come on, man. The Business Insider goes into this. Maybe we'll get there. But it is getting worse, not better. And I've been very concerned, and let's not forget, Charles Flynn, Mike Flynn's brother, was on the phone call, was in the room. The Army lied about it three times before they finally came up and said, oh, yeah, he was on the call. There is a lot going on here, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. Is that conspiratorial? I'm just looking at what I am reading, and it is very, very concerning.
Well, here's the great news, Dom. Don't have to wait that long. Come Thursday night, prime time. Prime time. January 6th hearing. Perhaps the last one for the public for now. Now, earlier today, I saw they might continue hearings right into December.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one, specifically, as I've seen early reporting, Dom, what was the president doing minute by minute for 187 minutes while he didn't take any tangible actions to discourage the violence going on? So this one is about Trump. And if I were rolling it out, you know, if they hired me as the Hollywood producer, Dom, I'd go exactly 187 minutes, you know, not just to be ironic, but to kind of put an exclamation point, all capitals, you know, like Trump would do it.
844-967-2789. All right, let me just throw this out there, then we can get back to the calls. Again, from the Business Insider, we posted this one today on the Facebook page. Read it. Check it out. If you're not just beside yourself, you're not reading it right. A bunch of emails came out, and from the Business Insider, just from the body of the piece. Emails show the military's situation planners were closely following the pro-Trump mob's move that day. 2 days prior, Trump's acting defense secretary imposed further restrictions on the deployment of the D.C. National Guard. Well, no, we've talked about that memo, right? The closest force to back up the Capitol Police, ordering they could not be equipped or interact with protesters without his approval. We've shared that memo. We've tweeted it out. It's on the Facebook. Look up the memo. Christopher Miller, he was the acting Secretary of Defense. I mean, Trump put him in after he lost the election. For what possible reason would he do that? Well, now we know. Insider goes on to report, the then Capitol Police Chief requested Defense Department forces at 1:49 p.m. after rioters breached the perimeter, but the acting Defense Secretary, that's again Christopher Miller, he didn't approve the request until 3 p.m., delaying their response time. The first National Guardsmen at the Capitol arrived around 5:40 p.m. So what does this mean? What is this telling me? This telling me the Secret Service was in on it? This telling me that the Pentagon, at least the civilian appointees under Trump, were in on it? And I'll be damned if Charles Flynn, who's Mike Flynn's brother, they lied about his presence in the room and on the phone call more than once. Those do not trend positive for me. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. These are the facts that we know them as of right now. The timelines, the people, the places, what they text, what the emails, and what they did or did not do. These are some known facts, and we're going to find out more and more. But how outrageous, how terrible is it for this country to know that perhaps people in the Pentagon and the Secret Service have been compromised to such a degree that they would join Trump on an attempt to overthrow the government?
You know who hates sharks? Trump. Come back. More devils. The happier happy hour rolls to the end.
We're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a load of money.
Lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eye.
Hey, lady, you call him Dr. Jones.
Shame, shame.
Know your name.
Why not concur?
See, here I'm now by myself talking to myself. That's chaos there.
Have you seen Schindler's List?